Okay, we're learning Daf Yud Beis, and we're starting from the top of Daf Yud Beis. So we're just going to finish up the sugya of Shira, and then we're going to start a sugya of figuring out about the Beis HaMikdash. That happens a few lines down the Amid, and that is a lot of cheshbon. First, let's start the Gemara, the easy Gemara. Bar Elohu. Nesachim Habam Fnei Atzman. We know the halach is, from everything we learned in other Masechtas, that Nesachim are supposed to be brought together with the carbon, but if you didn't bring it with the carbon, you could bring it the next day. You don't have to bring Dafka Nesachim B'shas the carbon. And we also learned yesterday that Ein Shira Ela Ayayin. They say Shira on Ayayin. So the question is, if they didn't bring Nesachim with the carbon, now they bring Nesachim tomorrow, do they say Shira for the Nesachim? Abayilu Nesachim Abam Fnei Atzman Tu'unin Shira Oy Ein Tu'unin Shira. Does it need shira or not? Given the Amar Rav Shmuel Rachman Rav Yehuda son of Anayin Chain Emer Shira El Al Yayin, since he says that we only say shira al Yayin, so here you say shira also. Amrinon, you say shira because this is Yayin. Nesachim is Yayin. Oy Dilma Al Achila V'Shti Amrinon Ashti El Chudo Lo Amrinon. Maybe you only say shira on carbon and Nesachim together, but on Nesachim by itself you don't say shira. So Gemara's attempt to bring a raya. Toshima. We learned yesterday. Rav Yisya Emer Megaglim Shchusu Yem Zakai. Sometimes, you know, the day, like Nisan, Nigalu, and it's Nisan Asidim Ligal, because the Megagam is supposed to Yom Zakai. And it says, Yom Chayva, go continue Yom Chayva, Tisha B'Av. So it says there that they were sitting that day and saying Shira, and they about to say, Tzvisa Hashem Alekeinu, and the Goyim killed them. So Hai Shira, my Vedete, what were they doing singing Shira on the last day of the Beis Mikdash on Tisha B'Av? Ilayim the Oilus Chayva, we have. There was no Oilus Chayva that day, but Shavas with Thomas bought the Al Talmud. On Shavuos of Thomas, it was bought all Thomas. No one to meet them anymore for 3 weeks already. Ve'elo, the oilas nedava, it was oilas nedava. And so you see, bring say shira oilas nedava. But Tani Rav Mori, braid Rav Kana. Ma'is the Gemara, the Maskana said yesterday, Rav Mori kind of made a hekish oilas to slumim. That the loyt shvicha about oilas nedava, there is no shira. Elalav, and what was the case? They were saying shira on Tisha B'Av. It was the Nesachim. They had Nesachim, and they didn't bring the Nesachim 3 weeks ago. They bring the Nesachim today. Allow the Nesachim. So you see, you say Shira Nesachim. So tomorrow, no. Amar Rav, Tamer Rav Ashi, Tizbra, Shira D'Yayme, Hashem Aretz Malaya. Shira D'Yayme, Hashem Aretz Malaya. Tizbra, you're saying they're saying Shira? It was on Sunday, we said. And Sunday, the Shira is Hashem Aretz Malaya. That's the Sunday Shira. And V'yashva Aleyem as Oyinom is V'shira D'Arba, V'shavahu. That pasuk is the Shira of Wednesday, of Kel Nekamis Hashem. Ella, what must be, they were saying. They weren't saying Shira, Ella, Yalla, Ba'almu, the Nafal of Mayu. They were punk was saying a kina, a hesped, like a, they were crying out, this psukim. Now, it wasn't Shira. It says they were Oymed al Duchan. And for the Gemara, Kirash Lakash, the Amish Lakash, Oymed Shira is loyal al carbon. You could say Shira whenever you want. Stand on Duchan and say Shira. Yach, what's the whole Shabbat Nesachim? Just say it. And for the Gemara, if you allow them to say, even a Rishus, to say Shira, what's going to happen is that they're going to think even by a carbon chayva, does Shira is only Rishus. And we know there it's a tzad, it's ma'ak of the carbon. So therefore, you can't say Shira just stamazai. And therefore, the Gemara Shavuos is there a chi of Shira or not? And that the Gemara blibes a teku. Zok the next Gemara. The next Gemara, Evan Shahad Kup. What?
How's that to say it over here then?
What?
How did the Rebbe about to say it then?
They weren't saying it on a carbon. It's only the Ultimate Chorba say it on a carbon, any type of carbon. Say it's time, it's not a problem. The next Gemara is going to, we just said yesterday that both Batei Mikdash landed up on Matzah Shabbos, which means on Sunday, it landed up on Matzah Shvius, which means the first year of the Shemitah cycle, it landed up on Tisha B'Av, and so on and so forth. So we have to figure out in the math. And the cheshbon is, how is it possible that it landed up in the first Shemitah cycle, first year of a Shemitah cycle? So let's learn the Gemara. Gufar, v'yesev, v'gaglum z'chus l'yom zakai. V'reit the Gemara kasha. V'reshoyna, on the first place of Mikdash, v'motzeh shvius v'mishkach, how is it possible that it was the, motzeh shvius means the first year of a new Shemitah cycle, how is it possible to say that the Beis Mikdash was charev on the first year of a Shemitah cycle? This pasuk is a pasuk in Yechezkel. Now, the way it worked was, in the first Mitzvah Mikdash, like 140 years before the Churban Mitzvah Mikdash, the Seres HaShvatim were Nigalu. They went into Galus by Sancheriv. But at the end of the first Mitzvah Mikdash, Nebuchadnezzar came and made trouble. One of the things he did was, the first Golus happened like 7 years after Nebuchadnezzar pulled in, and he was made a Golus for Yochin and Acharish v'Amaskar, and Yecheskel also went to Golus at that time. That was 11 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. He went to Golus. Yecheskel went to Golus 11 years before the Churban Beis HaMikdash. So he's sitting there and saying a Nevuah. Like, 25 years after my own Golus, but Rosh Hashanah, but Esel Chayish, on Rosh Hashanah on the 10th day of the month, which is very stikostira, but Arba Esrei Shana Achash Huksa Ir, 14 years after the Churban Habayis. So he says, we said 11 years in between, so it makes sense. 25 years since our Golus, and 14 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, I'm saying a Nevuah on Rosh Hashanah, but Esel Chayish. Ezu Shana, Rosh Hashanah, Esel Chayish. What type of year ever has Rosh Hashanah on the 10th day of the month? Have Omer Zeh Yovel. On Yovel, they used to blow shofar on Yom Kippur, and there was a call to all the avodim that they go back, all the sadas go back. So that is that's what we call Rosh Hashanah. That means it's Yovel. So we know now that 14 years after Churban Beis HaMikdash was Yovel. Have Omer Zeh Yovel. B'sakadayta b'chad shavua charev. If you're saying that the Beis HaMikdash charev in the first year of a Shemitah cycle, let's figure it out. From cycle number one till the second Shemitah is already 14 years. Because you do 1 through 7 is 7. Then 1 through 7 is 7. It's 14. The next year is Yovel, it's 15. So it's not 14 years since Churban Beis HaMikdash, it's 15 years. B'sakadayta b'chad shavua charev. If the Beis HaMikdash charev in the first year of a Shemitah cycle...
When's Yovel?
Yovel is for 50th year.
And about Tishrei or Nisan?
Tishrei.
Then why is it proper?
By Yom Kippur. Shemitah also starts Tishrei.
Right, I know, but so it's a full year and then Tishrei. It's an Av before Tishrei.
Right.
So it's 14 plus a month.
Okay.
That's why it's off. The 15th year.
No, we said the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened in the first cycle of Shemitah. So that's one. Then by Tishrei, it was two already.
By Tishrei, two?
Yeah, I'm saying, he's counting. When it's 14 years, it means Nisan years, and this means Tishrei, and this means Shemitah years. If he was talking on Yovel, he's probably talking 14 years of Shemitah years also. He's talking, you're saying 14 years means one year, and the Shemitah, and the Yovel would go with a different chesed. Okay, yeah. Any question? Yeah. What? Okay. Zok the kids. The Mara's question is: read it inside again. We spoke it out, so let's read it inside. However, Zeh Yovel. We talk about Bechad Shavu Charev, Mechad Beshavu, Chav Beshavu Tamdi. From what first year of Shvi cycle, the next one is 8. Lechad Beshavu Achrina, the next one is Chamash Esrei Havein. It's 15. Basically, from year number one of Shvi cycle till the next number one of Shvi cycle, which is Yovel. In this case was Yovel. It's 15 years. So that's the kasha. The kasha was, it sounds like, if Yecheskel was standing in Yovel 14 years later, it sounds like that it was on a Shemitah itself, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. It was on the second year of a Shemitah cycle. It sounds like it was on the second year of a Shemitah cycle, and therefore 14 years later was Yovel. Amravina, this is how you read Abba Es HaShanah. But Abba Es HaShanah, Acha HaShanah Shok Seir. When he said 14 years, we're not counting that year, we're counting 14 years after that. So that means, if the first year of number, through 7, 1 through 7, number 1 was the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Then you go 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, which is 6. And then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 is 7, is 13. And the 14th year is Yovel. So it was 14 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because we're not counting, when we say 14, we don't mean including the year of the Churban Beis HaMikdash. We mean 14 years after that. So then it's very good. It's 14 years after that. Ba'abed shana acha shana shok se'ir. Right to Gemara, and there's a problem. Yehachi, it says, there's Esr v'chamish Shana. It was 25 years since his own Golus. Esr v'sheish havin, Shabbat 26. The Amambar, Golu b'sheva, Golu b'shmoina, Golu b'yeches, Golu b'yetes. What does that mean? It means like this, that your Yochin, the Golus of Yochin, it was the seventh year since the Kibush of Yochim. And Golu b'shmoina was the eighth year since the Nebuchadnezzar. Like this. If your animal has the article, they could use the chart if they have a chart. But the Nebuchadnezzar, what became, you know, his world power when he captured Ashur a year before he captured Eretz Yisrael and captured Yoakim. Capturing Yisrael is not the Chorban Beis Hamikdash, which just means he captured Eretz Yisrael and he put the Yoakim under his jurisdiction. So that was a year before. So, and then after 1 year, he captured Yoakim, was a king. Yoakim was a king under him for 6.5 years around. And then he dumped Yoakim and sent him away. And he replaced him with another king, Yoachin. He replaced him with another king, Yoachin. And Yoachin was only king for 3 months. And then he put them all in Galus also. Yoachin also in Galus also, including Yecheskel and Charash and Maskel, sent them all to Babel. So that was in his 8th year of his reign. So Golu B'Sheva, it was 7 years since Kibush Yoakim. And Golu B'Shmoina, it was 8 years since Nebuchadnezzar's capture of Ashur. And then the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, that was Golu B'Yeches, that was in the 18th year from Yoakim. And Golu B'Yotes, it was the 19th year from the Nebuchadnezzar. So basically, there was two times when they sent everyone away from Eretz Yisrael. In the 7th year of Kibush Yoakim, and on the 18th year. So it finally, the Churban happened 11 years after Yoakim was sent away. 11 years later. Meshev Avat Tamri, sorry, from 7 to 18, Chad Sari is 11. Plus 15, because we said it's 15, because it's 1, then 14. V'chamesh Esrei, and 15. And it's Meshisav, it's 26 years it comes out. So Yechezkel standing on Yovel is saying, 25 years ago, I went into Galus. And 14 years since the Churban Beis HaMikdash, she said 14 is plus 1 is 15, plus 11 is 26, it's not 25. So why does it say 25? He said, Esrim Chamisham is really 26. Any questions? Yeah? No questions. Amalach, that's the kasha, it should be 26. Amalach Ravina. So Ravina answers, V'lidach minicha, and you who hold that you do count, you know, the 14th year is including the year of Churban Beis HaMikdash. Because you don't want, you're saying it wasn't the first year of Shemitah of cycle. Is Minicha any better? I have to cash like you. Mechti, right now, the way Ravina learned Golu, we touched the right way, but the way Ravina learned Golu B'Yotches, Golu B'Yotches means that they had a Golus on the 18th year of Yoakim and another Golus on the 19th year of Yoakim. So it took an extra year for Churban Abayis. So Vidach, Minicha, Mechti, Golu Nami B'Tshah Esrei, they had another Golus in the 19th year. Meshevah T'Shah Esrei is 12. Va'avasari and 14, even if you hold only 14, still Esim Shesavi, even if you use 26. Elamai Yisachamem, what are you going to say?
Three Galuses?
Yeah, according to that, that's what we think. We thought that's what it meant. Yeah, three Galuses. On Sheva, on the 18th, and 19th. That's what Mara thinks now. It says, for you, three Galuses, so for 19. So anyway, it was 12 years from Yoakim till the final Galus. So 12 plus 14 is 26 anyway. Elamai Yisachamem, what are you going to say? Levar Mashash to the Golubo, not counting. When we say those amount of years, 25 years, we mean besides the year of Galus. L'dinami, the Varam Shas Galubo, but me also, I'll say, that's besides for the year of Galus. When I say 25 years, I mean besides the year of the Galus. Oh, the problem is that if it's there was another Galus 19 years, then Ravina has a problem, because then for sure, it's 26 years. Because then it's, because then even without counting that, it's 26, because you have 15 plus 11 is 26. We come welcome to Shasra Ravina Kasha. Right? If it's another Galus of 19, if you're Ravina, it's extra year anyway. It'll be a problem extra year. So the Gemara doesn't mean 19. It was another Galus. Me Savris Shalosh Galus Hava. There were three Galus. It was only two Galus. And this year, read it. Only two Galus. It was Tyus the first time. Only two Galus. Galus of Sheva Lekibush Yoakim. There was a Galus on the 7th year of Kibush Yoakim. Which is the 8th year since Nebuchadnezzar's capture of Ashur. And Gol of Shemoneh Esrei, 18th year from Yoakim, Lekibosh Yoakim, Shiitashah Esrei of Nebuchadnezzar, which is 19 years from Nebuchadnezzar's capture of Ashur. Domamah, Shalom Shonah Kibosh Nimveh, Shliya, all of Kibosh Yoakim. Nimveh, by the way, is in Ashur. Because it says about Nebuchadnezzar, he captured the first year of his Malch, the first year he was Kibosh Nimveh, and the next year he was Kibosh Yoakim. Then he captured Yehoyakim.